Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Good morning. This is Joanne Thurman, and I'm your hostess for this morning. Welcome. Most holy and gracious Father God, thank you for a new day. Thank you for this morning's rising and last night's rest. Thank you, God, for watching over us as we slumber and slept. And thank you, God, hallelujah, for another opportunity to come to your people, Lord, to come, Father God, to give the word. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us in with a thirst and a hunger to hear a word from you. God, I'm asking you that you bless everyone that's on the line, Father God, in a special way today. Lord, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit down and dwell with us, Father God. Father God, we're asking you to forgive us of our sins. Father God, send your help, God. Send your hope, Father. Bless our family members. God, we're asking you for divine protection today. Father, as we go to and fro. Father God, we're thanking you for being our Lord and our Savior. Today, Father, and as we go, Father, let us be a witness for you. Thank you for your divine presence. Father, we need you, and we need you now, Father. Go throughout this world with your loving, saving grace and your holy power. And, Father, stir the atmosphere up. That it'll be a peaceful day, Father, a productive day. That you'll get the glory and the honor out of everything that we do. This is your servant's prayer. Amen. Amen. Good morning again. This is Joanne Thurman. And I'd like to welcome each and every one to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry Morning at the breakfast table. I'd like to welcome first the first-time visitors on the line. We welcome you. Thank you for coming to spend some time with us. And to all the visitors, we hope that you enjoy our service and invite someone back every morning at 6 o'clock. We're here from Monday through Saturday at this breakfast table. We're under our shepherdess, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. And like I said, you're welcome. Once, you're welcome twice. You're welcome in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My scripture for today comes from 1 Samuel 17:14. And he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook, put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Okay, give me 1 second here. And we will start. We all have Goliaths in our lives, mountains to climb, those swift transitions that time is filled with, lurking around every corner, giving us stress, sometimes anxiety, problems bigger than life. Which way out? What are we going to do? In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, is the story of David and Goliath. It is a very familiar story about a small shepherd boy facing a giant enemy. We'll start at King Saul of Israel, who rejected the word of the Lord, and thus the Lord rejected him as king. In 1 Samuel 15:16, in the midst of Samuel mourning Saul, the Lord sent Samuel to Jesse of Bethlehem. He had chosen one of his sons to be king. He arrived in Bethlehem to make a sacrifice to the Lord, and invited Jesse and his sons. When Samuel saw the older sons, he thought surely that one would be king. They were tall and handsome. Verse 7 reads, "The Lord does not look at the things man look at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." 7 sons. No, was the answer. "Are these all the sons you have?" In verse 11, "There is still the youngest," Jesse answered, "but he is tending the sheep." When David arrived, Samuel anointed him with oil in the presence of his brothers, and from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power. Verse 13, "Oh, we thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Ghost, the gift of your love, and the gift of your power." Hallelujah. King Saul was then tormented by evil spirits. It was suggested to him to get a harpist to sing music to him, to soothe him in his fits. This is how David began. He became one of Saul's armor bearers through his music. Saul received temporary relief from the demonic oppression that had come at God's judgment. Now, Israel was at war with the Philistines, with the valley between them. Both were camped on the opposite hills. The Philistines had chose the best man they had to represent the army, Goliath from Gath. Over 9 feet tall, called a champion, Gath was dressed head to toe in war garment. Goliath challenged them every day to send one man to fight him, and if killed, the Philistines would become their subject. With this, Saul and the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. 3 of David's brothers were in Saul's army. On this day, Jesse had his son David take food for his brothers to check on them and bringing that news to ease his mind. While distributing the food, he heard Goliath shouting his usual defiance. He began to ask questions, which angered his brothers. David was overheard and was sent to Saul. In verse 21, David said, "Fight Goliath." He told Saul of the victories slaying sheep from a lion and saving sheep from a lion and a bear, and saying, "Surely the Lord who delivered him from that would deliver him from the hands of this Philistine." Saul said in verse 37, "Go, and the Lord be with you." You will meet Goliath in your life. Sin, bullying, crimes against you, lies, devastation, bad news, lust, illness. Goliath can be killed. 1 Samuel 18:14 reads, "David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. Saul supplied David with armor, helmet, and sword, but David wasn't used to them, and he took them off. Instead, he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones from the brook and took them in his bag. He had his sling and went to see Goliath. My subject today is called Throw Those Stones. David told the Philistines in verse 47, "All those who gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spears that the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. All our battles are won. In times of trouble, we are not alone." I see why David wrote in Psalms 121:1-3, "Truly, he is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I will not be moved." Salvation refers as regular types of deliverances through everyday life occurrence, like sickness, danger, and enemies. God is our hope, and honor depends on him. He is a refuge. Even Hannah, the mother of the author of this book, Samuel, recognized in triumph. She prays in 1 Samuel 2:1-2, "I rejoice in your salvation. There is no rock like our God." God grants good gifts for our faithfulness and obedience. Stones and rocks are powerful. Throw those stones. Even though David seems small, little do become much as you place it in the master's hand, like Sister Ernestine preached last week. God will set a standard even in 5 small, smooth stones. Even up against a giant situation, Satan is defeated. It was those 5 stones, his glory and his majesty was revealed. God can take down any heavy opposition and large problem in your life. Just trust him and follow him, and obeying, he'll be with you. So bring it on. For every mountain he's brought us over, for every trial he see us through, for every blessing, hallelujah, for this we give him praise. Those 5 stones, those anointed stones, those rocks, let's see what they represent. The first smooth stone stands for faith. For the time David spent preparing himself with God, learning to listen, to trust, to obey, and to cooperate. In action is faith. Even though David killed Goliath with the first stone, he kept the other four stones for Goliath's brothers in 2 Samuel 21:22. The first loose stone represents faith. David's faith was born out of his experience of God's mercy and grace in his life. He recognized it wasn't by his own power that he killed the bear or the lion, but by God's power. He carried that faith with him in Psalms 21:13. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your might. Some of us sometimes will face earthly giants as mighty as Goliath. When it happens, be courageous like David. Use the strength and courage to go forth in faith for a righteous cause in Jesus' name. You win. We overcome each giant. The second stone represents obedience. Obedience is one of the original Ten Commandments given to Moses. Faith and obedience go together. Without faith, there would be no need for obedience. And without obedience, faith is dead. Your faith cannot grow courage to be obedient, to go against the norm. When everything is so easily accepted in these days and times, to fully be obedient to God's word and principles, it takes courage. It gets easy and better dealing with circumstances with God, because God's power and strength never fails. Glory, hallelujah. So when God asks you to do something out of your comfort zone, just do it. In him, all things are possible. In obedience, you will be blessed. Faith and obedience to conquer in Jesus' name. The third stone represents service. When David arrived at the army's camp, he heard what was going on. He heard the men were scared and not doing their duty or their service to their country and family. But David said, is there not a cause? I will go and do. David was taught about how Joshua led the people to the promised land and into the land of the Philistines. They were trying the very land that the Philistines were trying to take from them. He remembered the words in Joshua 22:5, 24:14, and 15. To take diligence, heed to the law and commandments, to love the Lord your God, to walk in his way, to cleave to him with all your heart and soul, to serve him in sincerity and in truth and fear him, and to choose you this day who you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Glory. It pays to serve Jesus. Yes, it pays every day. The pathway to glory may sometimes seem drear, but you'll be happy every step of the way. There's a reward if we faint not. David knew the gospel principles, and he knew that sometimes your service is required, the ultimate sacrifice of giving one's life. But he made a choice not to let fear impact what he had to do. God was with him, and he chose to believe. Through the grace of God, the smooth stone sunk into Goliath's forehead and knocked him down. God's power, grace, and mercy, with David's confidence, courage, trust, and faith, conquered that giant. Depend on God. Without service, the stone of faith and obedience we have no power or strength. Service is the action of doing. The fourth stone, the stone of prayer. There's so much we could say about prayer. God answers prayer. Oh, yes, he does. Even in David's situation, facing Goliath, an enemy of God who challenged him and God's people, without prayer, we wouldn't have hope. Without the smooth stone of prayer each day, burdens and trials and everyday living would wear us down and defeat us. We're not alone. He will go before us and never leave us. Even before we pray, God has made sufficient grace for our benefit. He's our help. He hears us. Come before him with thanksgiving and praise, and he will give you the desire of your heart. He is the answer. Get a prayer relationship with our Father, which art in heaven. Talk with him, and he'll show you what to do. Pray and never tire, and don't get weary. Prayer changes things. The fifth smooth stone is the gift of the Holy Spirit. David had all these stones, five of them. With this fifth one, David had it all. When Samuel anointed David, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. God was with him. He behaved himself wiser, and the Lord was with him. The Holy Spirit is a beautiful and powerful part of who God is, and we need him. He's a channel for us to become who God created us to be. Through him, his power, we have all the help we need. Without him, we are powerless. We must humble ourselves to hear the Spirit. The Spirit, our first mind, speaks the truth. It cannot lie. It's our protection, our eternal companion, our Savior. Just like David, we have great work to do. So be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, with the whole armor on. And remember, the Holy Spirit is our helper. He sanctifies us, makes us more like Christ, helps us do God's will, gets us to ministry, imparts love to us, gives hope, and guides our prayers. So keep on throwing those stones through your journey. When you face problems and situations, those giants can be overcome if we exercise faith like David and depend on the power of the Holy Spirit. This triumph marked Israel at the hands of David, proving he was worthy to become Israel's next king. David, throw those stones. This is not the message that I started. For a few weeks, I've been talking about rocks and stones. And in the middle of me doing my other message, God sent me this one. Throw those stones, saints. We're covered by God. Little, you become much. I have been obsessed with rocks and stones for the last 4 weeks. And it's proven in just those stones, the glory, what God can do with just little objects. Hold on to your faith. God is with us, and he's doing great things in our lives. We're protected in these days and times. But there might be someone on the line who don't know of God's goodness, who don't know how excellent he is, the wonders of him being our comforter and our protection, our leader and our guide, who don't know the glory of worshiping him, the peace that passes all understanding that he gives us, and don't know him as your Lord and your Savior. But the good news is, it's so easy to receive him. He's standing at the door of your heart, and he's knocking. You can also live this joyous life knowing Jesus for yourself. And all you have to say is, "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins, and you rose from the dead. I turn away from my sins, and I invite you to come in to my heart and my life. I want to trust you and follow you as my Lord and my Savior." And if you say these words, truly believe him, he will come in, and a wonderful change will come over you. I'm not saying that it will be easy coming into this life, because now the enemy will live, he'll pick up his fight against you. But you don't have to worry, because you have your five smooth stones in your purse, and you can throw these things at him. When the enemy comes up to you as a flood, he'll put up a standard against them. He'll fight your battles. You win every time. We're victorious. We're champions. He gave us that authority through his grace. Hallelujah. All we have to do is be obedient. Trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy with Jesus. Thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus, O most holy and gracious Father God. I'd like to pray over those that have come under your grace, those that have accepted you, Father God, those that have seeked you out, Father God, those that have cried, "Lord, what must I do to be saved?" and have said yes. Oh, Father God, we are rejoicing and the angels are rejoicing. Father God, we ask you to cover them with your holy divine protection. Lead them and guide them, Father God. Show them the way, Lord Jesus. Cover them with your blood, Father. Show them that you are the truth, the light, and no one comes to the Father but by you, Father God. We welcome them into your kingdom, Father. Oh, bless them indeed is my prayer for them, Father God. And those that do know you that might be in a backslidden way, Father God, we're asking you to draw them closer to you, God. Bring them back into the fold, Lord Jesus, Father God. Forgive them, Lord. Give them a repentant heart and mind, Father. Father, we're asking you to bless each and every one on this line in a special way. Thank you, God, for making me be able to bring your word, Father God. Father God, we're asking you to touch each and every heart and mind. Father, give us a clear mind. Give us a clean heart that we'll serve you, Father. Bless those that are in need today, Father. Those that might be ill. Those that might be taking care of someone that are ill. Those that are bereaved hearts. Those that are in hospice. Those that are in mental institutions. Those that are in prisons, Father. Those that might have court dates, Lord. Oh, Father God, please be with them. Father, those that are innocent, that are walking to and fro to work, to school, traveling, mercies for us, Father, even as we go outside in the front of our doors. Cover us with your blood of protection, Father. Father God, we're asking you to be with those that are rulers, firemen, policemen, doctors, Father, those that are in position that are making decisions for us, elections that are coming up. Father, we bless your name because you're in charge of everything and you have things under control. Move by your spirit, God, and give us peace. Father God, we need your help. You're our hope, Father God. We're asking you to bless disservice, Father God. And we're asking you to accept it because it's in your matchless name that we give it to you, Father God. Thank you, God, for loving us. Thank you for loving us first and loving you best, Father God. We're asking you also, Father God, to watch over us, Father. Draw us nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to your precious bleeding side. Keep us reading your word. Thank you for your gift of the living Bible. Even as these new Christians that just accepted you, Father, lead them to a Bible study in church. Let them come back on the line at 6 where they'll get that good breakfast, that good manna, Father, from our shepherdess as she speaks the word, Father, and all the partners that have their days for ministering, Father God. Let them give them understanding, Father, and wisdom. And please, Lord, cover them with your protection. But the battle is not ours, it's yours, Father God. We rebuke the wile of the enemy that might come up against us, our service, and our family. Father God, we crush his head because Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and you, Jesus Christ, is King of kings and Lord of lords forever. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace, both now and forevermore. And God's people said, amen, amen, and amen. You can lift up all our services in our archive at www.lifewordjesus.org. This do conclude our service for today. May the Lord stay with you always and bless you indeed. This is Joanne Thurman signing out. Have a wonderful, blessed day in our Lord. Peace and grace.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Can y'all just put your hands together like we down south and let's go to church? I feel like having old church today. Come on. Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
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 We have
a victory.
In the name.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name.
In the name of Jesus.
Say the name.
Tell me who can stand before us when we
give him a great praise in this place.